Back home now, a group of Torres Strait Islanders has won a landmark High Court victory in a native title case involving commercial fishing rights. The full bench of the court has determined that the group's native title rights to fish between Australia and Papua New Guinea have not been extinguished by state and Commonwealth licensing laws. The group had been battling since 2001 to assert the fishing rights in order to build an economic base for their people. The University of Western Australia's law lecturer, Lauren Butterley, told Ashley Hall that it is an historic decision.
It's the first time we've seen commercial native title rights recognised in this decision. It's fishing rights, and they have been recognised unanimously by the High Court.
Why has it taken so long for this issue to be considered by the High Court?
Native title cases generally do take quite a while to get to the High Court, if that's how far they go. Certainly, the issue of fishing rights and the sea claim. Actually, there was a sea claim brought as part of the Mabo judgment back in 1992, but for various legal technical reasons, it didn't end up going to court. This case, the Torres Strait sea claim, was first submitted to the National Native Title Tribunal back in 2001, went through a period of mediation and then ended up in the federal court in 2010 with an appeal in 2012, and now we're seeing it in the High Court.
What does it mean for the applicant?
It was a very clear and concise judgment from the High Court. It really explains the issues to do with the impact of regulation on native title. And it comes down to an issue of statutory interpretation, a legal issue in that way. In particular, the majority judgment points out that the phrase clear and plain intention to extinguish, which is a test that is applied in such native title cases, should not be understood. And that should not be misunderstood, sorry. And there's a logical proposition that particular use of a native title right can be restricted or prohibited without that actually extinguishing the right. And they really distinguished by saying that the question was not about what the position would be if legislation affected native title, but whether the legislation has extinguished it in the whole or in part. And that regulation does not sever the connection, and it's not inconsistent with the continued existence of a native title right.
So does this mean that that it opens the door completely for commercial fishing?
So native title rights are subject to traditional laws and customs, so traditional Indigenous laws and customs in this state, in this case in the Torres Strait. It's also subject to the laws of the Queensland and the Commonwealth, and to the extent of any inconsistency native title rights yield. So in that way, it's not an open claim in that regard, so it is limited by those factors. And there was a concession by the applicants, by the Torres Strait Islanders in this case, that they would still require commercial licences to engage in commercial fishing.
How big a precedent does this set? Will there be other cases that hang off this one?
It's a very exciting case, and I think that whatever way the High Court came down today, that this really should signal a reconsideration of the approach that Australia has taken to recognising Indigenous marine governance more generally. And what I mean by that is Indigenous communities making decisions about their own sea country. And recent years have really started to see the beginnings of mechanisms in that regard. So we've seen sea country Indigenous protected areas come online, and recently the Commonwealth government and also the Northern Territory government announced a major expansion of a sea country Indigenous protected area in the Gulf of Carpentaria. Now, they're different to native title, and certainly native title is not the one and only answer in this regard. And as we see with native title cases, they often are quite limited and very legal in seeing all the statutory construction that we've seen in this particular case. So I think that, it's an exciting move forward more generally, not just specifically with native title.
That's Lauren Butterley from the University of Western Australia's Law School speaking to Ashley Hall about that High Court decision.